Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day the Lord hath made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah, glory be to God. God is so good. God is on the throne. God is in charge, and God is large. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for you, 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 and you. Yes, God is a mighty God. He can do anything but fail. And my sisters and my brothers, he has not failed you yet. Hold on to God's unchanging hand, because your help is on the way. We thank you, Jesus. God is truly awesome, awesome, awesome. This is Power Hour of Prayer with your Chief Apostle, P.A. Stewart. Double portion blessing coming your way. PhD, PhD, yes, God is a double portion blessing. He will give you more than enough. He will let your cup just run over. He will let your cup overflow. God is doing a new thing in your life. Praise God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And yes, we are praying without ceasing. Yes, we are praying without ceasing. We're going to listen to our little bit of music from our artist, True Advocate, Pastor of To God Be the Glory Church of Worship. And then we're going to go into our prayer. Tell a friend to tune in to Power Hour Prayer. Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries. God bless you real good.
From the Lord, he shined his light so him and I can be on one accord. Jesus paid the price he knew that we could not afford. He gave his life, but still we barely give him our support. He has a plan, but you know, man, we don't know how to listen. We play out here, we think he planned, we on our own mission. It fall apart, then we blank over our own decisions. He laid the passions to the mess, he gave us all a vision. Instead, we'd rather chill and live our life in total darkness. So many people gully, so they just a walking carcass. Overtaken by desire, so they still be heartless. Weak in the mind, so that's a sign they are a walking target. Selfish in the spirit, so you're doing you regardless. Don't even realize that you put your soul out on the market. Letting Satan walk all over you like you was carpet. Trust me, you're not built for hell, he cannot take the charges. I'm spitting Christ to the rhythm. I'm spitting life as I'm fighting demons in the system. I know my plight is to shine light, so pay attention. I'm taking flight through the night, plus I'm using wisdom. I'm spitting Christ and won't stop, playing Christ in city blocks. People unemployed, top is blocked, so they sell them rocks. Keep it real, it's hard to knock, when you really know the plot. We need a Christ to style a rock, because we are a lost flock.
True Advocate, don't sell your soul to Satan. My God, as you mentioned, you can't take the charges. You don't want to go to hell. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. True Advocate, Pastor Gregor Gilmore, To God Be the Glory Church of Worship.
I do this for my Jesus, really, y'all can't even hate me. I hear the word of God popping like a gun on safety. Louder than the enemy, he really wanna break me. Praying hard to Jesus Christ, I need him to embrace me. My lifestyle is flaky, at best most are shaky. I'm trying to open up the enemy, want to sedate me. Bury me and work your bills, no time for music daily. Help me save more people to add to God's kingdom. You gotta know your system, start to recognize your demons. When you're hearing Christ, you're hearing freedom ringing. You gotta change your ways before you're in the mausoleum. I care about my people, I wanna see a stronger. More people see the kingdom, please don't serve Christ with honor. No, I'm not perfect, just hold on one accord. I gotta change my own way so I can stay aboard. You love me, so Christ, I gotta be with you. You love us so much, so you're loving me the fool. That agape love, that means it's not traditional. And I love you with faith, don't need a visual. You love me so Christ, I gotta be with you. You love us so much, so you're loving me the fool. That agape love, that means it's not traditional. And I love you with faith, don't need a visual. I feel freedom, just living reckless. I got some preconceived. All my rhymes, they hold a message. Christ is in my heart, he used to just be on my necklace. I let my chain hang while my heart was still treacherous. I was all about the fashion as I missed the lesson. The chain was a distraction as I was missing blessings. Missing the blessing, that's like the empty confession. It is only a problem you want to get into heaven. We claim keeping it real but never showing the proof. Fighting for your lifestyle but stay away from the truth. Claiming that you are so real, your life is so obtuse. Real recognize real when I don't recognize you. This world is almost over but still you perform. Christ knows the man behind the one that you perform. When the real you died, Christ wept when he mourned. The real you blew away like sand in the windstorm. Your love is so true, so Christ, I gotta be with you. You love us so much, so your love is beautiful. That agape love, that means it's unconditional. And I love you with faith, don't need a visual. Your love is so true, so Christ, I gotta be with you. You love us so much, so your love is beautiful. That agape love, that means it's unconditional. And I love you with faith, don't need a visual. Now, my son is my legacy, keeping him on course, follow Christ with the family, whole family, clergy, go to church, it's his pedigree, he's a great piece of paper, gotta write magically, true man of God, and heaven's where your treasures be, teach him how to trust God and recognize your enemies, teach him how to stay away from drugs and the Hennessy, keep his mind clear, so he's always thinking sensibly, his mind is open, so precocious. Put him on an instrument, he's getting more focused. Brain move ahead of time like Marty and his plane and Lotus. Show him stay with Christ, and nothing's ever hopeless. He gotta be a man of God, no weapon formed against him. Shall ever prosper, stay with Christ and shining like a prism. I pray to God Almighty, keep my boy safe. Keep him next to you when I'm in a better place. In love and gold, so Christ, I gotta be with you. You love him so much, so your love is beautiful. That agape love, that means it's unconditional. And I love you with faith, don't need a visual. Your love is gold, so Christ, I gotta be with you. You love him so much, so your love is beautiful. That agape love, that means it's unconditional. And I love you with faith, don't need a visual.
Thank you, God. Faith don't need a visual. Amen. Walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. Walk by faith and not by sight. Faith don't need a visual. You don't need to see it to believe it. See miracles in your life. Today. Yesterday. He's a miracle-working God. He's working a miracle right now. He woke you up this morning and started you on your way. He didn't have to do it, but he did. And we ought to thank and praise God. He is in the blessing business. Miracle-working God. And he said in his word, in the latter days he'll pour out his spirit upon all flesh. He said in his word that you shall do greater things. My sisters and my brothers, ye shall do greater things. That's the kind of God that we serve. He thinks highly of you when men and women don't. He loves you when men and women don't. He appreciates you when men and women don't. God is a good God, and he loves you with that agape love, unconditional love, not because you do this or you do that, not because you agree with what he says. He loves you with that unconditional love. And we ought to thank and praise God that he loves us no matter what. He hates the sin. My God, my God, my God. But he loves you. As the songs say, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me for what? The Bible tells me so. Thank you, Elder Powell. Yes, Jesus loves me. We want you to know, Apostle Joanne Foley, Jesus loves you. We want you to know, Dorothy Thompson, Jesus loves you. We want you to know, Shanita Kelly, Jesus loves you. Zariel, Rael, Diamond, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Elder John Waters, yes, Jesus loves you. Minister Sharon Ricks, Minister Barbara Duffy, Deacon Mamie Duffy, yes, Jesus loves you for what the Bible tells you so. Thank you, God. He loves you, Pastor Shirley Caesar. He loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, he does. The Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves you, Pastor Tammy Caesar. Yes, Jesus loves you, Billy Edwards, Apostle Murray Davis Edwards. Yes, Jesus loves you, Apostle Margie Mercer. Yes, Jesus loves you, Rosie Traham. Yes, Jesus loves you, Kayla. Yes, Jesus loves you, Diane Green. Diane Staten. Tyrone. TJ. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, he does. I want you all to hear that this morning. Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor. Jesus loves you, Evangelist Janet Griffith. Christopher. Yes, Jesus loves you. Jonathan. Christina. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, he does. Dr. Sandy Edwards Reed. Yes, Jesus loves you. Thank you, God. Pharaoh. Yes, Jesus loves you. For the Bible. For the Bible. Tells you so. Yes, Jesus loves you, Mother Annie Green. Mother Mary Robinson. Yes, Jesus loves you, Desmond Stewart. Ricky Hightower. Glory be to God. Yes, Jesus loves you, Dr. Ron Green. Jill, Sister Jill, yes, Jesus loves you. In Miami, Florida, yes, Jesus loves you. He loves each and every one of you that are presiding in Florida. Yes, he does. Don't believe that lie. Yes, Jesus loves you. Wallace Ace Green, retired Chief Petty Officer, Wallace Green. Yes, Jesus loves you. Sandra Green. Yes, Jesus loves you. Thank you, God. Virginia Beach, Virginia. Tanisha in Norfolk, Virginia. Yes, Jesus loves you. And we're praying for your son, Elijah. God is a healer. God can do anything but fail. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, he does. Yes, Jesus loves you. Brother Bellamy, Sister Bellamy, yes, Jesus loves you. Thank you, God. Yes, Jesus loves you. And you got to say it to yourself, Jesus loves me. I don't care what you say. Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. And I believe the word of God. Yes, Jesus loves me. Hallelujah. Elder Duren Bush. Thank God. Yes, Jesus loves you. Sister Burdetta Washington. Yes, Jesus loves you. Brother Bobby Duckett. Sister Duckett. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, he does. Elder Annette Smith, Elder Dawn Smith, yes, Jesus loves you. Hallelujah, glory be to God. LaShawn, yes, Jesus loves you. Glory be to God. Mercedes, yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, he does. No greater love than we could have but the love of an almighty living God. Sent his precious son, suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins. He who knew no sin. Yes, Jesus, love you. Love you, Deaconess Phyllis Blue. Yes, Jesus loves you, Pastor Rosie Cobia. He knows your name. He knows exactly what you need. Yes, Jesus loves you. Pastor Ramona Ellis, Deacon Judson Ellis, he loves you, Erica. Yes, he does. Elder Hattie Bridges, yes, Jesus loves you. Your daughter, your son-in-law, their children. Yes, he loves you. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Rodney Edwards, yes, Jesus loves you. We are praying for you and your wife and your family. Reverend Dr. Maybelle Hickman, yes, Jesus loves you. He's a good God, and he's a healer. He could do anything but fail. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus, for your love, your agape love, your unconditional love. Sister Ursula Dorsey, yes, Jesus loves you. Elder Cassie Lofton, Deacon Lofton, yes, Jesus loves you. Pastor Clark, yes, Jesus loves you. Dear Jesus. Pastor Ralph Denson, yes, Jesus loves you. Archbishop Alamasi, King Alamasi, yes, Jesus loves you. Chief Apostle Deborah Gilmore, yes, Jesus loves you. Bishop Gregory Gilmore, yes, Jesus loves you. Pastor Gregory Gilmore, Jr., and your blessed wife, First Lady and Pastor, yes, Jesus loves you. Tracy, yes, Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus loves you. Carolyn, yes, Jesus loves you. Jacqueline Harbin, yes, Jesus loves you. Glory be to God. Reverend Doctor, Harry P. Close, Sister Gwen Close, yes, Jesus loves you. Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage, pastor of New Union Baptist Church, yes, Jesus loves you. I want you to hear that this morning. Somebody need to hear that. Yes, Jesus loves you. Sister Nettie Harrington, Jesus loves you. He cares about you. He wants to see you healed. Yes, Jesus loves you. And you need to sing that song to your children. Let them hear you sing that song early in the morning, before they go to bed at night. Monique, yes, Jesus loves you. Dr. Bernice Moore Wright, yes, Jesus loves you. Patricia Moore, yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, he loves you. Thank you, God. Cheryl Purvey, Deacon Earl Purvey, yes, Jesus loves you. Glory be to God. Thank you. He loves you so much with his unconditional love. Thank you, God. Phoenix, yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Thank you, God. And he's given each and every one of you a double portion blessing this morning, that your cup will overflow with love, the love of Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. What the world needs now is more love, sweet love. Vicky, yes, Jesus loves you. Mitzi, yes, Jesus loves you. Christopher, yes, Jesus loves you. Greta, and all the mail carriers out there, yes, Jesus loves you and your family. Thank you, God. Yes, Jesus loves you. Bobby. Brenda. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, he does. With that agape love, unconditional love, the love of Jesus Christ. Pastor Victor Mines, First Lady Mines, yes, Jesus loves you. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. because he's your friend. And he loves you with that agape love, unconditional love, everlasting love. Somebody need to hear that this morning. Yes, Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Somebody feel like giving up. But God said, hold on to his unchanging hand and receive his love for you. The greatest gift that you could have, the greatest gift, Jesus Christ in your life. Thank you, God, for your love, your everlasting love, your enduring love. Thank you, God. What an awesome God that we serve. He's there for you. Step it away. Don't give up. Surrender to the Almighty Living God. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Minister Yvonne, yes, Jesus loves you. Sister Jacqueline Anderson, Jesus loves you so much. He suffered, died, and bled on the cross for you and I. He who knew no sin. Yes, Jesus loves you. Brother Edward, yes, Jesus loves you. Thank you, God. Ophelia, warmly, yes, Jesus loves you. Tina, Tanya, yes, Jesus loves you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Get Jesus. Debbie, yes, Jesus loves you. Barbara, yes, Jesus loves you. With that agape love, unconditional love. Get it in your spirit this morning that Jesus loves me. No matter what anybody else say about you, no matter what else, how they treat you, I want you to know that you got the love of Jesus Christ, that unconditional love. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. He's spreading that love all over the world. Yes, he is. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. He loves each and every one of you. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Watch God move in ways that you never thought he would move. For you. As Jennifer Hudson says, for little old you. Yes. He loves you. Elijah Kelly. Yes, he does. Uh-huh. Those behind prison walls. He loves you, Bruce. He loves you. I may not know all the names of those behind the prison walls, but he loves you. Yes, he does. As the song say, what a friend we have in Jesus. Yes, he's your friend. Till the bitter end. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Bless your people. Send forth your healing power. Send forth your deliverance. In times like these, we need a Savior. We need you. People need the Lord. Somebody need to hear that this morning. Jesus loves you to sin. He hates to sin. But he loves you. Get rid of that sin in your life. Let it go. Let it go. God is releasing you this morning. He's healing you this morning. He's delivering you this morning. Right now. Right now. The Lord is blessing you right now. As the song say, you may not be able to see what he's doing for me, but the Lord is blessing me right now. Thank you, God. Hold on. Don't try to commit suicide, and you will not. God has a plan for your life. He loves you. That's a trick of the enemy. Thank you, God. You hold on to God's unchanging hand and don't let go. He's reaching down for you this morning. He's crying out to you this morning. He's giving you an opportunity to accept him as your personal Savior. He loves you. Thank you, God, for that agape love, unconditional love of Jesus Christ. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Dear Jesus, glory be to God. The Lord is your light and salvation. Whom shall he fear? You shall fear no one but God. He said he'll make your enemies your footstools. Yes, he will. He said he'll fight your battles. Yes, he will. Put them in God's hand. God's got some opportunities and benefits waiting for you. Don't give up. Don't give up. Thank you, Jesus. You just surrender to him. Put that situation in God's hands and watch God move on your behalf. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. Continue to walk according to the will of God. Walk according to the word of God. And pray that God's will be done. Not my will, but your will. Then you be obedient to the Spirit of God. Be obedient to what thus says the Lord. Be obedient to his word. Trust and obey. Because there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. And there's a blessing in being obedient. Yes, it is. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedient to the word of God. The will of God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now for another day. We thank you for an opportunity. You opened our eyes this morning. You blessed us, Father God, those of us that have a home, an apartment, a room to sleep in, even someone that slept in their car. We thank you, Father God, right now. You kept us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger to this, Father God. From seen and unseen danger. And we thank you right now. We glorify you. We magnify you. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory on this day. We thank you for an opportunity to cry out to you, to praise you, glorify you, and lift up the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, because of who you are. And we thank you because you sent your only begotten Son who suffered, died, and bled on a cross for our sins, he who knew no sin. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your agape love, unconditional love. We thank you, Father God, for the plan that you have for our life, that we'll walk, Father God, in that plan that you have already designed for us, that we'll not go to the left or to the right, but we'll walk the straight and narrow path. Umbala shamba ikala shata. Somebody is being blessed right now. Somebody's being healed right now. Somebody's being delivered right now. Take that individual out of that confusion. Thank you, Jesus. Take them out of that confused state of mind. Touch their mind because you are a mind regulator and a heart fixer. Provide a place for them to stay. Open a door, Father God. Someone need a miracle right now in the name of Jesus. Open that door, Father God. We're not going to believe what man is saying. Because, Father God, you can stamp those papers with your approval in the name of Jesus. Yes, stamp those papers with your approval in the name of Jesus. Make a way out of no way. Let them see the glory of the Lord. Let them experience the glory of the Lord. Someone stand in need of a miracle right now. We know that you're a miracle-working God. Work it out. Work it out for them right now in the name of Jesus. Provide a safe haven for someone and their family. Thank you, God. Make a way out of no way. They're walking by faith and not by sight. They're believing and trusting you, Father God. Make a way out of no way. You said that you would do it, and we believe it right now. We thank you, Father God, providing that individual with that new home that will be a blessing and not a burden. In a community where they'll be happy and safe. We thank you, Father God, for making a way out of no way with that transportation that someone needs, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Making a way out of no way for them right now. Providing food and putting food on their table. Putting clothes on someone's back. We thank you right now for healing someone. Thank you, God, for your healing hand of mercy and grace. We thank you, Father God, right now for someone that was hurt. Someone, Father God, that was hurt. But touch them right now and heal their heart, their mind, their spirit, and their soul. Strengthen them, let them know that you love them and you want nothing but the best in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Fight that battle for them, Father God. You said you prepare a table before them in the presence of their enemies, and we believe that you are preparing that table right now in the presence of their enemies. Thank you, God. Let the enemy see how powerful you are. Thank you, God. We thank you, Father God, right now. And you said you're doing it right now. Thank you, God. As you snap your finger, it's happening for someone right now. That miracle of a new job. That miracle of that wayward child. We thank you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. You have worked it out in your own way. In your own time. Bless someone with peace, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in their home, on their job, in their car, as they ride in the airplane, on the train. Bless them with peace in their neighborhood, in the city, in the county. Bless them with peace, with an abundance of peace, and let them be the peacemaker. Glory be to God. You said in your word, blessed is the peacemaker. They will be called the children of God. We thank you, Father God, for our farmers, those, Father God, that are planting the crops in season and out season. Bless our farmers, those that take care of our farm animals. Bless them, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they will do right by you. We pray for our President of the United States of America, Joe Biden, his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, our Vice President, Kamala Harris, and her husband. We pray for our leaders, Father God, in Congress, the House of Representatives. We pray, Father God, for our senators and congresspersons in the name of Jesus. We pray for the Ways and Means Committee. Lift up the House of Delegates, Father God. We pray that they will hear from you, and not only hear from you, but they'll be obedient to the spirit and the will of the Almighty Living God before they make any more rules or regulations governing your people. Touch their minds, their body, their spirits, and their souls. We pray for healing and deliverance in the White House, in Congress, our mayors, our governors, our newly elected governors and mayors and senators, and congresspersons. We pray for them right now that they'll be right by you. Trouble their mind and their spirit, Father God. Those that are fighting in the wars, Father God, we pray for the people that have been drafted in Russia, Ukraine. We pray, Father God, for those leaders, Father God. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus, and they will become in agreement with the Almighty Living God. You said that there'd be rewards and rumors of wars. And we take you at your word. We pray for those, Father God, that have been displaced because of the wars. Those that are without food and clothing, medication. Even if someone need a wheelchair, Father God, with a bed to sleep on. My God, my God, my God. We stand in need of you, the Almighty Living God, in our churches. We pray, Father God, that the Spirit of God will fall upon every archbishop, bishop, chief apostle, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Every pastor, deacon, deaconess, the sexton of the church, the leaders in the church, we pray for them that they will yield to you and cry out to you and do what thus says the Lord. You said in your word that if my people are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven and heal the land. We are praying for healing right now. In times like these, we need you, Lord. We need you Touch, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Rhonda Hightower, send forth your healing upon her right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We pray for Gloria Henson, Father God. Touch her body right now, Father God. Let her know that you're a good God. You're a God that could do anything but fail. Patricia Hill, touch her right now. And we thank you, Father God, for her husband, Vernon Bailey, being by her side every step of the way. Your glory be to God. Thank you, Father God, for Gloria Henson's children, Monique Brown, her son. Thank you, God, for Aaron Henson, their family in its entirety. We pray, Father God, they'll continue to be with her every step of the way. Her sister Shirley, her niece Sharonda. We thank you, Father God, for the family in its entirety. Her brother Stefan. We pray, Father God, you'll join this family together. Band them together as one, the glory of the Lord in their life. We pray for all of our young people, that you'll walk with them, that you'll talk with them, that you'll give them that joy that they stand in need of. Let the joy of the Lord be their strength, not marijuana, not crack cocaine, not heroin. My God, my God, my God. Let them experience that Jesus joy, not alcohol. Let them experience that Jesus joy, that Jesus love. Your Father God, protect our young people from those illegal weapons that are being fired in our streets, in our city streets, in our counties, in our states, in our nation. Stop those illegal drugs from being planted in our community. The illegal weapons being planted in our communities, in the hands of our innocent children. Stop it in the name of Jesus. Let someone tell our young people that God is love, and God loves them. And what God has done for others, he'll do for them. Stop them in their tracks of firing those illegal weapons in their homes, in the schools, in the grocery stores, in the banks, in the shopping centers. My God, my God, my God. Stop them in their tracks. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We don't need another drug to be legalized. You can stop that and take the individuals' minds off of marijuana being legalized. My God, my God, my God. You can stop it at any time. Touch our minds to realize that what we need is Jesus. We don't need another victim of the world. Because the world says so, it's not right. Because it's legal, it's not right. We don't need another gambling system in our city, in our nations. We don't need another gambling system. We don't need another illegal drug being approved. We need healing. We need deliverance from the Almighty Living God. May the hand of God touch each and every individual under the sound of my voice, that you will receive that healing, that love, that deliverance that you stand in need of. We pray, Father God, because you told us to pray without ceasing. And we expect a healing. We expect a blessing. And we receive it right now in your name, in your name, in your name. We believe that you're working that situation out without a doubt. We believe in the power of prayer. We thank you for that peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Father God, for crowning our heads with the divine wisdom, divine knowledge, divine understanding. Bless our seniors. Be with them and guide them and lead them. We come against Alzheimer's. We come against dementia in the name of Jesus. We're calling upon you. We pray over the medications that our people are receiving. We pray, glory be to God, over the vaccines, that the benefits will outweigh the side effects. And we come against all drugs that are illegal right now in the name of Jesus. Because, God, you are a healer. And we know that you can heal us in your time and in your own way. Go into the nursing homes, the assisted living facilities. Thank you, God.
going to the hospitals. Someone's lying on their hospital bed. Someone's scheduled for surgery. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Let the doctors and the nurses, the anesthesiologists, the nurses' aides, let them see the power of the Almighty Living God. Let them see that you are a true heart surgeon. Let them see, Father God, that you are a miracle-working God. Because you said in your word, by your stripes, we are healed. And we claim that healing right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We come against cancer, HIV, AIDS, tuberculosis, migraine headaches, respiratory disorders, intestinal disorders. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Elijah right now. Touch him right now in Norfolk, Virginia. Heal his body. My God, my God, my God. Let that family experience a miracle, because that's what they stand in need of. And we thank you right now. We glorify you. We magnify you. We give you the praise and the honor. And we thank you right now for what you're doing. But others say it's impossible, but with God, all things are possible to those who believe. Be still. Be still and know that he is God. We thank you. We glorify you. We thank you for the manifestation of the glory of the God, the Almighty Living God. We thank you for favor. We thank you right now. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you, Father God. We welcome you into our lives on this day. We welcome you into our homes on this day. We welcome you on our jobs and our mind, our spirit, and our soul. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Do a work in our lives. We welcome you. You're in charge of our lives, and we receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We welcome you into our jobs once more. There's someone that's having problems on their job. Work that situation out right now in the name of Jesus and bless that individual with a career. We thank you, Father God, for someone being a blessing to someone on this day, because you have blessed them with more than enough. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the peacemaker, for they will be called the children of God. We thank you, Father God, for healing right now, taking place in somebody's mind, body, spirit, and soul. We lift up those that walk in the streets. They're not homeless. You have a place for them to stay. We thank you, Father God, for shelter. Touch their minds and regulate their minds, that they'll be delivered, Father God. They'll be delivered from mental illness. We thank you they'll be healed from mental illness. God is not the author of confusion. And we thank you right now for moving that confusion out of their mind. And we seal this prayer with the almighty power of the almighty living God, making a way out of no way. Bless our seniors. Comfort them. Put the right people in their path that will take care of them, that will watch over them, that will guide them and lead them. We thank you for the healing of our children, of our mind, of our spirits, and our souls. We thank you for the healing in the name of Jesus. Touch the archbishops in the Catholic Church, the cardinals, the popes. Touch them right now. They need to be delivered and healed. They need to be delivered and healed by the almighty living God, that none of our children will be sexually molested ever again, or in their jobs, in their homes, in their schools, in the churches. None of our children will be sexually molested ever again. Our boys and our girls, we're praying, Father God, that you watch over our children. And we pray for deliverance and healing of those adult males, adult women that are sexually molesting our children. We pray for deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. We come against that spirit. Heal our children that's been affected by child pornography, that's been affected by rapists. Heal our children. Comfort them. And those that have gone through this and are now adults, I want you to know that Jesus loves you. He has not forgotten about you. He's right there with his arms wide open. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Jesus loves you. My child, don't give up. Don't give in. God has a plan for your life. And we come against that spirit of destruction. Sit down, the rapist. Sit him down. My God, my God, my God. We come against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. That not another woman, another male, another female, another one of our children will not be raped. Physically or mentally. In the church and outside the church. In the name of Jesus. They'll not be raped in their homes. My God, my God, my God. Touch their hearts and their minds and their souls. Deliver our children, our loved ones, our seniors. Deliver them. And we're praying for healing. Total healing. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father, for your power, for your might, your victory. And we thank you for that peace that surpasses all understanding. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We talked about how to invoke the peace of Jesus Christ. It has been estimated that 80% of all illnesses results from suppressed emotion. We see it happen all the time. Headaches, colds, and many common ailments appear after emotional conflict. The Christ consciousness is very powerful in healing because the first thing it does is give peace of mind. Pray and ask God to give you a peace of mind. Yes, because we mentioned before, peace is the forerunner of victory. Peace is the forerunner of victory. And prayers decreeing the peace of Jesus Christ give you that peace and that victory. Powerful in healing because the first thing it does is to give peace of mind. Remember, God is not the author of confusion. In that peace of mind comes healing from the hurts, the fears, resentments, jealousy, and other emotional conflicts, which does fade away in that peaceful Christ consciousness, thus affirming the peace of Jesus Christ is a marvelous prayer, decree, for bringing fulfillment to all areas of your life and the lives of others. The marvelous thing about asking God for peace, everyone around you responds in a prayerful unconsciousness. Slows his tempo, becomes happier and more efficient. You can't work in confusion. You can't work in confusion. In your home, on your job. God is not the author of confusion. Don't hurry, God. Let him slow down your tempo. Becomes happier. And you become more efficient on your job, in your studies, in your home. Slow down. What does the scripture say? Wait on the Lord. Don't hurry, God. You become more efficient in your writing, your reading, your cooking, your cleaning. Slow down. Tension, stress, and strain just fade away in this prayer consciousness of peace. One person decreeing the peace of Jesus Christ in a situation can quiet the whole atmosphere and produce harmony. Isn't God good? One person can decree the peace of Jesus Christ in a situation can quiet the whole atmosphere and produce harmony. Think about it. Whenever you're in a room, on your job, in your home, and one person begin to try to start trouble. One person begin to say something nasty. One person begin to whisper about someone. Peace of God. Praise the Lord. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. Just as one person can stir up confusion, one person can pronounce peace. One person decreeing the peace of Jesus Christ in a situation can quiet the whole atmosphere and produce harmony on earth. And let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth. And let it begin with me. Praise the Lord. Peace be still. In the name of Jesus. Begin declaring peace in that situation. On your job. In your neighborhood. Begin to declare peace. Let there be peace on earth. And let it begin with me. I decree and declare that God will bless you with that peace that surpasses all understanding. I decree and declare that God will bless you with peace in your home. I decree and declare that God will bless you with peace in your mind. I decree and declare, God is blessing you right now with that peace that surpasses all understanding. Glory be to God. We thank you right now, Father, for blessing us with that abundance of peace, as you said in Psalm 37. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Walk in the abundance of peace, my sisters and my brothers. I decree and declare that you walk in the abundance of peace like never before. From this day forth, in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Watch God move on your behalf. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. I decree and declare abundance of peace in that situation, on your job, in your home. Walk in the peace of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Tune in again on tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., Power Hour Prayer with your Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Write to me today, P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Bless someone. Bless someone today. Be a blessing and not a burden. Be a blessing and not a headache. God is not the author of confusion. Watch out. Move out of the way. Let go and let God. God bless you. I found the answer. I learned how to pray.